Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you today?
Good morning. I hope everybody's ready for some brie and some gouda.
Now, we're talking cheese floor, is that right?
Yeah. Like, okay, so when I first heard about it and a friend said, oh, have you heard of cheese floor? And I was embarrassed that I had it because I'm supposed to know everything. But then when they explained it, I was like, oh, yeah. So they're living in the UK at the moment. And so when they have nightclubs, especially ones that have different floors playing different music, so they'll have a cheese floor.
Oh.
And that's the floor where you can go hear bangers.
Big bangers. Now, the other sort of subtitle you gave us for this was like wedding playlist. So this is the world of cheese we're entering into a little bit here. This has got, you know, something that the aunties can get behind, kind of a vibe to it. Is that right?
Yeah, because when I was trying to look for Spotify playlists, yeah, half of them were geared towards weddings. And I guess that's an important thing when you're trying to find songs that can appeal to multiple generations at one time.
Yes.
And it's about dancing.
I'm going to hit this first track.
Oh, yeah.
Funky Gat, love it. I mean, I got to say, the songs we're going to listen to this morning are all bangers. It's true.
And you can hear your friend turn to you in the crowded room going, I love this song! And you grab your arm.
When you said, go ahead. When you said cheese floor, do they have a platter of cheese on the floor?
No, you're getting too excited there.
No dairy. No dairy in here.
I was looking up types of cheese to be witty, and then I came across they're semi-soft and hard. Sorry, bit too much entendre for this morning.
We are listening to Evelyn Champagne King here with Love Come Down. What's the lineage of this track?
So this is from 1982, and she's had a couple sort of these light disco hits, and I guess, like some of these other cheese floor songs, they're kind of one-hit wonderies, you know? Like, it's not about attaching yourself to an artist or a band. It's about the
song. I think it's interesting, though, because for the three artists we're playing this morning, they are all extremely well-known artists, but it is very much like there is the one song that sort of supersedes their own fame or knownness as a musician and kind of transcends genre and space to kind of end up in this kind of ubiquitous wedding or party kind of central area.
Yeah, one of the qualifications is that cheese never dies.
Cheese doesn't die? Yeah.
It's a different way of listening to songs, you know, that it's something that's going to last decades.
Yeah.
This is from 1982. And so to create a track, you know, as an easy enough course, you don't have to have heard it before.
There's also something about, like, it's got the sort of catchy pop chorus where,
yep,
this could be from any, well, I mean, it's so obviously an 80s song, but, you know, it could have any time tightness type of quality to it. But there's also, you know, love songs, they're big on this space. And we've talked about dance tracks before a few times recently, but they also end up in this cheesy area as well, where when else are you going to listen to a song that's going to tell you what to do?
True, gives you instructions.
You're not going to listen to the cha-cha slide in your bedroom on your own. That is something you want to hear with other people around.
And it's not too vigorous either.
Yeah. Even the granddads can have a little dance.
So one of the rules of one of these cheese floor clubs was, if you can't sing it, we won't play it.
I like that. I'd be quite keen to hear people's particular cheese floor faves. You can text us on 53955. We're going to go to our next track now, which is a bit of Crisscross. How many movies has this been in?
Well, that's the thing. These end up as the sort of dance bits in rom-coms.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
With the girls on their wedding night or the bachelor party. Oh, quite a tragic story. So these guys were 12 and 13 when they did this.
Far out. Whoa. I knew they were teenagers. I didn't realize they were that young.
And their names were Daddy Mac and Mac Daddy. Oh, wiggity, 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 whack. And so one of the dudes, you know, he talked about because they wore their pants backward famously in the song.
Yes.
He had to then wear his pants backwards for the next couple decades.
Oh, no.
But one of them, he died really young in his 30s of cocaine addiction.
Oh, shit.
Which, you know, young stars, this is a recurring story, isn't it?
It is, yes. The Disney curse, kind of.
And they've been shouted out in songs by, like, Eminem, Tupac, Method Man.
This song, like, it's so sampled as well. This is one of those tracks that you're like, oh, I know this from this other song or from this thing where someone's taken a bit and used it in another way.
Absolutely. And then this song is built of samples of other songs.
Exactly. This is something that's really interesting because they are kind of, I guess you could almost say, a bit of a, like, novelty act, because you've got two kids who are heavily sampling from other places who then become this sort of, like, touchstone for other artists, but they also have, like, a genuine place in people's hearts as a band, you know, not in a ironic way. People like Crisscross.
And I wonder how many people are still sitting down now, or at least their hands are doing
the jump,
the lift up.
We've got such a split down the text machine, as I assumed we would. Someone says, I'm supposed to be heading to work, but I can't stop dancing. And someone else says, this is awful. So different ends of the spectrum there.
But if you're ever asked, you know, play some tunes for your wedding, your friend's wedding or a 21st,
I have to shout outs to Nick for this absolutely awful pun. Surely a compilation of this music would be 20 graded hits.
Oh. Perfect.
Okay, well, people who didn't like the first two songs are going to have an absolute aneurysm when we play this one. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. And everyone else is going to be having the time of their lives, myself included.
Lean into it.
Hey, you're just lucky I didn't play Ace of Base, Spice Girls, or Come On, Eileen.
Someone played this at Soap Bar last time I was there, and it went absolutely off. So these songs, when they were sort of released as tracks, Kirsten, was there an acknowledgement that it might be maybe a song that would, like, have a life in a serious pop realm, or was it always kind of destined for this dance floor space?
Well, I think they were radio-friendly, some of them. This one, not so much, but Crisscross. And so they had their time, and they were very successful in their time. But I don't think anyone imagined these ways of keeping it alive with remixes or movies. This song was in a movie with Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan, A Night at the Roxbury, in 1997. You can just picture Will Ferrell's, you know, head moving side to side.
You can. And then this little bit, this has been sampled, like, infinite times. Someone says they remember our school had to ban kids from wearing their uniform backwards because of Crisscross.
Oh my gosh, awesome.
We also had a clarification from the person who said this is awful, that they wanted us to know that that wasn't about Crisscross. They really enjoyed that song, but it was about the previous song that we played, and they also think this one's shite. So just they really want it to be known that they have a particular favourite is Crisscross, everything else, not so much.
Well, and I have to refrain from doing the thumbs up dancing.
Oh, yeah. This is the kind of music that does sort of engender everybody's in a dad at the dance floor, you know, barbecue dad vibes. Honestly, just lean into it. This song rules. Just don't fight it, feel it.
And be careful if you're driving.
Yes. So there's also quite a particularly 80s flavour to everything we've played, I have to say. Like, there's a sort of layer of that particular type of cheese that seemed to be, of all the songs you sort of sent us to maybe look at playing, there was a lot of 80s music, early 90s music going on there. What's that all about, Kirsten? Why is that the nostalgia zone?
Well, it could reflect the age of the DJs and the club the club owners. But also, these musics is what evolved into, like, techno and house, you know? Mm-hmm. So they evolved into the more extreme form. But these are, like, the palatable way of using a lot of technology, but without becoming robotic and still keeping a lot of human energy and fun in it.
It's such a good synth line, honestly.
Yeah, you can hear total Europop.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hope everyone's having a great Friday now.
Apparently there's a 2010 piano ballad version.
Oh my gosh. See, I don't think I'd like that so much, because I think what's so good about this is the kind of campy dance floor energy. If you just take it and make it a piano ballad, meh, boring, you know?
Oh, you can hear them putting that sort of Lord voice on it and trying to make it all
right. Yeah, you know, lean into the Hathaway-ness. Thank you for bringing us a bit of cheese floor. This feels like a good start to the weekend, Kirsten. Where are we going next week?
Oh, we're going to do ASMR music.
Oh, God, that one's going to be wild. Thank you.
Get your spines ready.
Thank you very much for that, Kirsten. We will talk to you then. Have a nice weekend.
Okay, bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Ka hoki mai.